I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
G7 call for peace in SCS lauded. The Philippines appreciated the Group of Sevens, G7, support in rejecting China's baseless and expansive claims in the South China Sea, the Department of Foreign Affairs, DFA, said. In a statement, the DFA said it shared the G7's vision of a stable and secure Indo-Pacific and stood firm against any actions that undermine regional security and stability. The G7 is an informal grouping of seven of the world's advanced economies: Canada, France, Germany, Italy, Japan, the United Kingdom, and the United States. The DFA on Sunday echoed the G7 foreign ministers' communique it issued on April 19 in Italy, addressing global challenges and fostering partnerships. "We want to see a South China Sea of peace, stability and prosperity, and the cessation of interference, obstruction and harassment of the Philippines' legal activities within our recognized maritime entitlements," it said. The Philippines lauded the bloc's call for China to cease its illegal activities, particularly its use of Coast Guard and maritime militia in the South China Sea that engage in dangerous maneuvers and the use of water cannons against Philippine vessels. "We duly note and appreciate the G7's reaffirmation that the 2016 arbitral award is a significant milestone and a useful basis for the peaceful management and resolution of differences," ATEA, the DFA said. The Philippines welcomed the G7 foreign ministers' reiteration of their collective commitment to the rule of law and to the rules-based maritime order anchored on the 1982 United Nations Convention on the Law of the Sea, UNCLO, and their commitment to sustainable and inclusive economic development. The DFA said the Philippines is firmly committed to UNCLO and the 2016 arbitral ruling invalidating China's expansive South China Sea claims, which encroached on the country's exclusive economic zone. "Respect for international law, particularly for the recognized maritime entitlements of coastal states in the South China Sea and the freedom of navigation enjoyed by the international community, is essential to ensuring global prosperity, peace and stability," it said. "These are fundamental values that benefit not only the Indo-Pacific region but the wider community of nations," the department said. "We welcome the G7's economic initiatives, particularly investments within the framework of the Partnership for Global Infrastructure and Investment, and its recognition of the strategic importance of the Luzon Economic Corridor in driving inclusive and sustainable development," it said. "We stand ready to cooperate with the G7 in its efforts to support economic growth in the Philippines and the Indo-Pacific," the DFA said.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.